So I was meal prepping for the upcoming week, and I realized how much my meal prep has changed. From the time when I competed, and especially over the last, I say 2 to 3 years, it has definitely evolved, and for the better. So what's the difference, you probably are asking, or maybe you're not, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I prep foods that I truly enjoy eating. I prep whole foods that keep me feeling satisfied, and I do that while maintaining a body composition and a weight that I feel good about. It's eating balanced meals. Now, you've probably heard me talk about balanced meals, macronutrients, and macros in the past episodes. But I haven't done a deep dive into the benefits of eating balanced meals and share with you how it literally changed the game for me. So I thought I should do a back to the basics series on macronutrients and eating balanced meals. By knowing the components of a balanced meal, you'll find simple ways to create meals that are satisfying and that won't leave you craving shortly after you've eaten. You know how it is. You'll eat something, and then 15 or 20 minutes later, you're reaching for something sweet, all the while thinking, "Didn't I just eat?" So, if that's you, stay tuned because in these next few episodes, I'm going to be giving you the quick and dirty drill down on why you should be eating balanced meals. And I'll be giving you tips on how to keep it simple because it's almost summer, y'all, and nobody has time for complicated. So, let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower, or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I am LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach. And let me tell you, I am so glad you are hanging out with me today. If you listened to my last episode, then you know that the last few weeks have not been so kind to me. And I really shouldn't say that the last few weeks haven't been kind to me, but what I will say is that I've learned a lot. And if you haven't listened to the episode, go back and get the 411. But in the meantime, we're going to push forward with this week. But before I dive in to this week's episode, can we just stop and give it up for the month of June? Yes, ma'am, we are nearing the halfway mark of 2023. And if you've listened to some of my past episodes, I know I probably sound like a broken record. And I try not to say this at the beginning of each month, but didn't we just say Happy New Year? I mean, didn't we just say Happy New Year? And here we are at in June. When they say time and tide wait for no one, they are not playing. Okay, so let's get into some macronutrients and balanced meals. Now, I was saying this earlier that the way I meal prep or even think about meals has really changed over time. It's really evolved. And let me clarify, this is not an episode about meal prep. I did one a few months back that talks about ways that you can simplify your meal prep. If you check episode 5, you'll find more details on that. So this is really not a meal prep episode, but me meal prepping got me to thinking about balanced meals. And I was thinking about how it changed and how I'm no longer forcing myself to eat certain meals when I prep, and I do prep just to make it easy. Not that it's necessary, but as you guys are probably aware, as we all are, I'm time starved. There are things that I need to do, so prepping and planning meals ahead of time just makes it easier. But rather than doing the chicken and fish and broccoli and the standard meal prep, I'm prepping foods that I like to eat, that nourish my body, that give me energy, and that help me to maintain the body composition and the weight that I talked about earlier that I feel best at. And the big difference is that I really like the foods that I'm prepping, which is huge. When I competed as a natural figure competitor, again, I ate the typical competitor diet: eggs, egg whites, chicken, fish, turkey, protein powder, broccoli, asparagus, and sweet potatoes. And those were the typical go-to foods, and those are typically the foods that people think about when they think about health, eating healthy, or even for weight loss. And those foods, they served me in that time. That diet served me in the way that I needed it to do. Those foods, they did nourish me. They supported my workouts, and they helped me from an aesthetic standpoint to be competitive on stage. But after a while, I just did not enjoy eating those meals. After a while, if you said chicken to me, I was like, I'm not having it. They were bland, they were boring, and to be quite honest, over the long run, it set me up for the roller coaster ride that I experienced with the weight gain and the weight loss after I stopped competing. And I'll talk about that in some future episodes. But the point I want to make is that they were balanced meals with protein, carbohydrates, and fats. And this is the key. This is the mistake that we often, and when I say we, I mean me, that I made, is that I got caught up in that it's got to be chicken, it's got to be rice, and it's got to be broccoli, and it needs to be cooked in olive oil, instead of focusing on it just needs to be a good source of protein, carbs, and fat at every meal, and learning the different types of foods and exploring those foods that are satisfying to our palate as well as nourishing our bodies. Now, there are volumes of information on this topic, but to keep it super simple, eating quality macros at every meal helps to keep insulin and blood sugar level. You avoid the high and low spikes throughout the day, which help to regulate your moods, hormones, and weight. And eating this way helps you to feel more satisfied and feel fuller longer. One example for me, and if you are a part of my Facebook group, you will know this. I have this one meal that I sometimes will eat for breakfast, or I eat it for lunch, and it is like one of my absolute favorites. It's Greek yogurt, and I do the non-fat, not because I don't want the fat, because I want to put my own fat in there. So I do the Greek yogurt, and I add a scoop of protein, and this Greek yogurt is high in protein, and then I'll add maybe a half a scoop of my own protein, and then I will add some type of nuts. Sometimes it's pecans, or sometimes it is almonds, and then I'll add blueberries, and I'll add strawberries, depending on how I feel that day. And sometimes I'll do some wheat germ just for an additional crunch. When I say it is one of my all-time favorite meals, like, I love it, and it makes me feel full, and I'm not hungry shortly after I eat. So that's an example of a complete meal. It has a great source of protein, because the Greek yogurt has a protein in it, and I add some additional protein just for myself. It also has a great source of fat, being the almonds or the pecans, and it also has a good source of carbohydrates, being the blueberries or the strawberries. So that is what I mean by a complete meal. Now, for many of us, it's getting to be warmer weather, the days are getting longer, and we're out and about. We are living our best lives, attending the summer festivals, foods at picnics, brunches, weddings, the beach, you name it. There's, wherever you go, there's food. There is always a celebration somewhere. And with that, many of us, self included, we want to enjoy some of our favorite summer foods without the guilt. And you should, barring any food allergies, you should enjoy the summertime with all of the food and festivals that it brings without feeling like you have to deprive yourself. So I wanted to make these next few episodes a reference points for you to how to enjoy the foods you want without feeling the guilt. And I'm going to be breaking down each of the macronutrients and why you should ensure that you incorporate them in every meal. Now, this isn't a foolproof way. Let me say that again. This isn't a foolproof way to remove overeating. That's something that you're going to have to work on. But if you consider eating complete meals, I'm confident that it's going to help you to have more balanced meals. So as I said earlier, you want to make sure that you work to eat a good source of protein, carbohydrates, and fats at each meal, which creates a balanced meal. And for the record, let's not forget fiber, because fiber should be in that mix too. And I'll talk about that a little bit later. Now, as you can imagine, there are many, many reasons why you should be eating this way, why you should be eating complete balanced meals. But I'm going to highlight two reasons. Eating a combination of protein, carbs, and healthy fats and fiber at every meal, it helps to regulate blood sugar levels and prevents the spike in energy. And this is because the macros are digested at different rates, which helps to maintain consistent energy levels. And secondly, eating a mix of protein, carbs, and healthy fats and fiber at every meal can help us to reduce appetite and cravings. This is because these macros help us to feel fuller longer, and it helps us to reduce the desire to snack or overeat. For example, my yogurt that I'm going to keep talking about, when I eat that, I am actually very satisfied for several hours. So I can vouch for the eating the mix of these proteins and macros and carbs. If you try it and you eat, get the right mix, trust me, you will be satisfied. So say you are out at a festival and you haven't eaten for a couple hours and you smell the sweet smell of funnel cake. You know what? I can actually smell it now. When I think about it, I can smell it now. So you decide that you want some funnel cake, and then you start to have that internal dialogue with yourself for a few minutes. Should I eat it? Should I not? Should I eat it? Should I not? And you decide that you're going to go ahead and have some. And then you probably feel guilty about it later, and you might even take the plunge and eat a bunch of other stuff as well. Now, here's an alternative. Instead of doing that, what I would suggest is that find a good source of protein while you're at that festival, be it some chicken breast. And lately, the festivals that I've gone to in the last several years, they've had good sources of protein. Everything is not fried as I recall them when I was younger. But I would recommend you find a good source of protein and maybe even some veggies as well. And then have a piece of funnel cake either with that or shortly thereafter. Now, I know that that is not an ideal meal, and it might sound quote unquote unhealthy, but it is better than just eating the funnel cake by itself. As I stated earlier, the macros of the proteins, the carbs, and the fats, they're digested at different rates. And by you eating them together, you're going to feel fuller, longer, and you won't actually want to eat a lot of that funnel cake. Because I don't know about you, but I love funnel cakes. And I can literally and have literally eaten a whole one by myself, powdered sugar and fruit on top, the whole thing. So if you can balance that out with protein, that will actually help to reduce the amount of funnel cake that you eat. And it will actually be a better meal than just eating straight funnel cake by itself. So let's talk about these macronutrients or macros, and let's start with protein. And I wanted to start with protein because there are so many benefits, just like all the other ones, macros that we're going to talk about, but there are so many benefits for protein. And unfortunately, it is one of the ones that we miss the mark on. So I'm going to give you five reasons why you should incorporate protein into your diet daily and at every meal. Because again, it's one of the macros that most women over 40, we miss the mark on, meaning we just don't get enough of it in our daily diet. So one of the things that I love about protein is that it helps to keep your energy level stable throughout the day, and it helps to reduce the hunger and the cravings because A, it's digested slowly or more slowly, and B, it helps to reduce fat storage as the metabolism often slows down as we age. So that is a big bonus. Number two, protein is essential for maintaining and even building lean muscle mass, which as we get older, it's harder to do. So protein helps to keep the muscle strong, which in turn will help with increase in metabolism and fat burning. I don't know if you've heard that saying, when you have muscle, it's like being a fat burning furnace. So the more muscle you have, the more calories that you're going to burn throughout the day. So it is definitely a plus. Here's another thing that I want people to keep in mind. A lack of protein can create an imbalance in insulin and leptin levels, which help to, those are hormones that help to regulate our appetite and our metabolism. When we have more protein, that helps to keep those hormones balanced. Protein can also help to prevent age-related diseases such as osteoporosis and diabetes. This is because protein helps to build muscle and helps to keep bones strong. It helps to regulate blood and sugar levels. I get really excited when I talk about protein, you guys, because I feel like it is often like overlooked, self-included. When I ate a lot of protein when I competed, and I knew that it was a necessity, but I grew to the point where I just did not like to eat it at all. And that's because I ate bland chicken all the time. But now that I've learned to, you know, cook it differently, I've learned different ways that I can incorporate it. It has really helped me to fall in love with it again. And it really has been the magic pill in helping me to not want to crave and snack all of the time. But anyway, I digress. And number five, focusing on that last point, which is important to remember, protein is digested more slowly than carbs, which helps to keep the energy levels more stable for longer. So you know that 2 o'clock dip that you might take in the afternoon, when you have more protein in your diet, it helps to prevent that. So again, this is really, really high level, and I'm not going into how much, because everybody's body is different and their protein intake is different as well as their goals. So I'm not going to go into how much you should have. And if you're unsure, I highly encourage that you do the research, or you work with a coach like myself, or someone that's trusted or knowledgeable in that regard. But the moral of the story is, make sure that you're getting a good source of protein daily and at every meal. All right, ladies, so I am going to end the macro convo here. You like that? Macro convo. I'm going to end it here, and I'm going to pick it up on the next episode, and we're going to dive into fats, fiber, and one of the all-time favorites, carbs. We're going to talk about that in the next episode. So make sure you come back, and until then, I want you to take the very best care of capital Y-O-U. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.